Chapter 16. David. We have told you how Samuel anointed David to be king instead of Saul. But he was only a poor shepherd boy and the youngest of his family, and how was he to become king over all the people? You know that beautiful hymn, God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. And you will see how wonderful his way was with David, to bring him to the throne. The first wonderful thing God did was to bring David before King Saul, to stand in the royal court. God had troubled Saul with an evil spirit, and his servants told him to get a man who could play the harp well, and the music would make him better. One of them also said that David could play sweet music on the harp, and so Saul sent for him, and he came from looking after the sheep to play before the king. Then the Philistines came to fight against Israel, and they sent a great giant whose name was Goliath, and asked the Israelites to send a man to fight with him. But no one could be found to fight the giant, until David came and said he would go in the name of the God of Israel. So he went forth with a few stones and a sling, which he had learned to use when minding the sheep. The giant came out and despised and cursed young David. But David said that he trusted in the Lord to help him. Then he sent a stone with his sling and hit the giant in the head, so that he fell down to the ground. Then David ran and took the giant's sword and cut off his head. So the Philistines fled, and God delivered Israel that day and made the name of David great. And the women sang that Saul had slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. This made Saul envy David and try to kill him. But David escaped and ran away from Saul. David hid himself in a cave, and a strange sort of people came to him. All that were in distress or in debt or discontented came to him, and he was captain over them. What a strange company of men to be with David! And yet so it is with the Lord Jesus, the Son of David. Those who come to him are in distress about their souls and feel to be in debt to God because of their sins and are discontented with themselves and with the world. Still, Saul hunted after David and must have killed him if God had not prevented it. Twice David found Saul asleep and could have taken his life, but he would not do that. We are to love our enemies, though they fight against us. Then came the time when Saul was killed in the battle, and David was made king in his place. At first he was only king over Judah, but afterwards he was made king over all Israel and Judah, and reigned in Jerusalem. There were some Jebusites living on a high rock in Jerusalem, and they mocked David and said he could not drive them out. So he sent his men who climbed to the top and drove them out, and David lived there and called it the City of David. Thus David grew greater and greater, and God was with him. When he was driven into the wilderness by Saul, he must often have thought that he could never become king. But God had told Samuel to anoint him, and so it came true at last, when he had come through all these troubles. You will find, too, that when David did not know what to do or which way to go, he asked God to show him. And God answered him and told him what to do. Later on, David brought the Ark of God to the City of David in Jerusalem. Then he wanted to build a house or temple to put the Ark in, so that God could dwell there. But God would not let him do this, and said that his son Solomon should build the house. So David got all the things ready for his son to build it after his death. Afterwards, David did very wrong when he took the wife of one of his soldiers, whose name was Uriah. God punished David for this and brought trouble into his family, although he forgave his sin. So we see that David's son Absalom rebelled and drove David off the throne for a little while. Then David and his real friends went out of Jerusalem, and they wept very much because of this great trouble. But God heard David's prayer and brought him back to his throne after Absalom had been killed. This was a greater trouble still, that his son Absalom, whom he loved, should have died a wicked man like this. What sorrow his sin brought upon him! Afterwards, David lived in Jerusalem and died there when he was 70 years old and had been king for 40 years. For the text, you can read about playing on the harp before Saul in the first book of Samuel, chapter 16, and about the giant Goliath in chapter 17. Then find the chapters and verses in which it says the women sang that David had slain his 10,000s, and also where the men in distress and in debt came to him in the cave. In the second book of Samuel, you will find David made king of Judah in the second chapter, and over all Israel in chapter 5. David's wish to build a house for God is in chapter 7, and Absalom's rebellion in chapters 15 to 18.